Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and today I'm joined by Jim Green. Jim's been on the program a couple times before. Welcome back.
Thanks, Allison.
So Jim, remind everyone what you do at Intel.
Yes, so I'm the product marketing engineer responsible for server security technologies in Server Products Group.
So last time you were on the show, you talked to us about two technologies that Intel was delivering called Trusted Execution Technology and AES-NI. Why don't you just recap for the audience what these are?
Sure. So with AES-NI, we have new instructions in the processors that will accelerate the processing of AES encryption, which is a widely used encryption standard. So basically, mainstream encryption is going to go faster, and it'll be more robust. And with trusted execution technology, we're taking the technology that was been in the market for a couple of years now on client side, and we've added robustness and RAS features to make it applicable to server usage. And essentially what we're doing is a technology that will help you isolate and evaluate and enforce a known good configuration in your launch time software environment.
So we just had the launch of the Xeon 5600 series processor, our latest dual processor server offering from Intel, and these technologies are now finally available in the market. Is that correct?
Correct. So yes, these are some pretty key new features available in the 5600 family processors.
What have we seen in terms of ecosystem adoption of these technologies? Have our customers been interested in them, and are we getting inquiries on them in terms of end customer use?
Yeah, it's really been pretty gratifying in terms of delivering something that people really are going to use and really need. If you look at kind of the current events at any given point in time, we're seeing an increased need for secure processing capabilities. Customers need to be able to raise the bar of their internal defenses here. So the fact that we can help them do encryption at a time where government and customers are asking for better protection of data is really, really useful. And the fact that we can deliver capabilities that allow them to help fight malware when malware is virtually exploding in the ecosystem is really, really important. So customers are clearly finding significant value and significant interest in this. And the ecosystem is also starting to come around here in terms of saying these are building block capabilities that we really need to build into our infrastructure. We can base our solutions that we bring into the marketplace today on top of them and deliver better solutions to the end user.
What is the cost to implement encryption or security within a corporate environment typically? Is that an expensive proposition? And what does embedded hardware features do to drive down that cost?
Security is a pretty big part of a lot of corporate IT budgets. You know, it can be anywhere between 6 and 16%, depending on what they lump into that bucket. But it's pretty significant. And it's an investment. You could think of it as insurance policy. They're trying to mitigate their risks of data loss, either customer data or IP that they build their business on. What we're doing is we're providing integrated solutions that help reduce the cost. So we're lowering that barrier. We're allowing them to raise the bar of their security while lowering the barrier, which is cost and complexity about having to go procure add-in cards or accelerators that go do these functions. We can make it much more affordable to do these types of protections. It really makes it kind of a no-brainer. And it says, hey, not only am I refreshing, when I go to the 5600 family, not only am I refreshing for performance and efficiency reasons, I'm getting the added benefit of better security hygiene that I can put into place here too, so I can protect the infrastructure better.
And I would assume for small business, you mentioned them before, when they don't have discrete IT assets to apply to something like a security initiative, this is a real aid to them as well.
Exactly, yeah. It removes some of the complexity. You always have complexity in security, but we really try to integrate and push as much of that down under the covers as possible.
So looking beyond the data center, for a user like you and me, what do you see as corporations putting on, for example, notebooks that will help if those things get lost on a plane or when people are out and about to protect the data that is so valuable on those systems?
One of the things that is really of interest in kind of what you're talking about is, and there are technologies we can look at. We've got some anti-theft-based technologies that we deploy on laptops that can do either time-based or what they call geofencing, where if a device moves beyond a certain parameter or if it doesn't log into a network at a certain amount of time, the data will either encrypt on the drive or it will, quote-unquote, self-destruct. It won't burst into flames, but it essentially become unusable.
That would be nice. If it burst into flames, it would add a dramatic flare.
Yes.
But not quite as useful if somebody's laptop is sitting in their closet because they were on vacation
or something.
Yeah. Well, Jim, thank you very much for coming on the program. A very successful launch of security features on Xeon processors. Congratulations. And I can't wait to see what's coming next from you.
Great. Thanks, Ellen.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.